sense. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
Presented by Roseville Chevrolet.
And you call 916-909-1065 and you tell us what your maiden name is.
What's your first name.
What your married name is, also your first name. And Katie and I, as name experts, doctors of naming, which one's better, which one's worse? Good morning, Kelly.
Hi, good morning.
What was your maiden name, Kelly?
It's Fellman.
Kelly Fellman.
Fellman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't necessarily hate that.
I do not hate it either, because that is a little cutie pie. That is somebody that, like, student body president.
Yeah.
And... but nice. Like, so nice to everybody.
Here's the thing, though, with Kelly Fellman. Because you're not wrong. She's a cutie pie.
Yeah.
But Kelly's doing the heavy lifting. If I told you that the class clown, this kid that was a little rascal in my high school.
We just called him straight Fellman.
We just called him Fellman. You'd believe me.
God, you're right.
It's a masculine, again, masculine name.
You're right.
That sounds like a kid that's up to no good. But you add Kelly to it, and now that's the adorable sister of that kid.
Gavin, you are in my brain, okay? Kelly Fellman is absolutely the older sister of Fellman.
Right. So what's your married name, Kelly?
It's Sheets.
Oh,
what
no.
Is it?
Sheets.
Sheets? Like a sheets?
Yeah, S-H-E-E-T-S, like bed sheets.
I know what bed sheets are, but it makes it sound like your full name is a full sentence. Where
yeah, you're doing something.
You're doing
Kelly,
something.
Kelly, Sheets is a horrible last name.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, what's his first name?
His name is Dylan.
Dylan Fellman?
Dylan Fellman is Fellman.
Yes!
Okay, I gotta tell you, there is no name that goes with Sheets. So it's a downgrade.
That's a downgrade, but Dylan Fellman, what a missed opportunity. Thank you so much for calling. This is an interesting first name. Canning?
It's Channing.
Channing. Okay, Kevin forgot the H.
A lady named Channing?
I love that.
That is sexy.
That is sexy. All right, Channing, what was your maiden name? Ooh.
Wooly.
Now I'm gonna get personal, but when you were a teenager, were you hairy?
Yeah.
No.
It doesn't even matter.
I guess it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Man, you took something so sexy and within a second it became
not sexy.
Just a rough life for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All right, what's your married name?
Palmer.
Oh yes.
We are back in action, baby.
Channing Palmer.
Channing Palmer.
You are a sex symbol.
Yes, she is. And she's like an icon. Like, it doesn't matter the decade, you know?
Right.
Like, remember Channing Palmer's Sports Illustrated swimsuit spread?
Right.
Everybody's going to be like, yeah.
Yeah, she looked hairless. That's what they'll say. Huge upgrade, Channing.
Huge.
Thank you so much for calling. Leilani?
Yes.
Okay.
Leilani.
Leilani. Okay, we got three names to work with here. We changed lanes somewhere in there, so we'll get to that in a second. What was your maiden name?
Winiger.
Leilani Winiger was your maiden name, and it sounds like something you find in the pantry and you throw it away.
It sounds like some sort of spice that you need to add to make dough rise if you can't find yeast.
Right. Damn it. It says we need a teaspoon of Leilani Winiger. I don't even know where you buy that. Okay, and then you got married, and what was your name then?
Leilani Rodericks.
Okay, Leilani Rodericks isn't bad.
It's not.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah, it also sounds a little pretentious.
Yes, it does.
Like, the Rodericks, he's the district attorney. We get it. And
right.
You really wear that as a badge of honor as his wife.
Right.
Okay, then now, so we dropped him.
So it's interesting you said him. Then we decided to change lanes, and you married a woman, correct?
Atta girl.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's see if we did a little bit better in the name department. Leilani what now?
Larrett.
Like carrot?
Like carrot.
Okay.
Leilani Larrett.
love alliteration.
I love alliteration. It works. It works for me.
That's the best one of all three.
Without question.
Leilani Lairitt is great. I trust her with my kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She has her own daycare.
Right. And she's very pretty.
Mm-hmm. And so is her wife. Yeah. Like you see them together and it starts giving you thoughts.
It's the kind of thing where like you see the two of them together and then your wife hits you to say, stop it.
Right. Yeah.
They seem hairless.
Gavin!